Welcome to Bluebird Broadcast. I'm your host, creator, and producer of the show, Milena Karpuchina. Today we're sharing the audio geometrology of two friends, Ronnie and Susie, who meet three times across 60 years exploring poetry, geometry, friendship, romance, and other complicated things. Featuring the voices of Alicia Corti as Susan and Anania Amoroso as Ronald, written by Ken Prose, this is Shapes and Stanzas. Ken Prose is a Central Florida-based writer and teacher whose one-act comedies and 10-minute plays have been performed at schools and in festivals all over the world, and we're delighted to host one of them on Bluebird Broadcast. Make sure to follow Bluebird Theatre Company on social media to keep up with updates on our audio and visual performances. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
A new Spider-Man comic? Can I read it when you're done?
Yep, I'm halfway now.
I can get you some Batman comics from my big brother.
Awesome!
I got this already, on the bus. It's a note from Kimmy.
She asked you to give it to me?
She told me to give it to you. She's kinda bossy.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, thanks.
You going to look at it?
Later, maybe. I wanna see what happens with Spider-Man first.
He shoots a web and catches a bad guy. Show me the note.
Why?
Kimmy wouldn't bring it. You won't open it. It's a mystery.
It's not a mystery. It's a letter. I gave it to her. She gave it back.
I give it back. I carry it all the way here. I want to see what it says.
You will tell someone.
Who would I tell? I only talk to you and you'll already know.
Fine. Here. You can read it to me. I'm afraid to look.
Do you like me? Check one. It's a love letter!
It's a like letter. I clearly wrote like.
You didn't write it that clearly. You spell things right, though.
Just tell me what box she checked.
Maybe.
Please.
I'm telling you. She checked maybe.
I only drew two boxes, yes and no.
Well, she added a maybe box in the middle.
How could she do this?
Looks like she used a pink magic marker.
But why?
Probably think it's pretty.
Let me see that. Why would she check maybe?
She's terrible at making choices. Remember when we bought Superman stickers and she was ahead of us in line? She took 20 minutes to pick a rubber eraser. Unicorn? Kitten. Unicorn. Kitten. Guess she's bossy and wishy-washy. Wishy-bossy? What are you doing with that ruler?
There's no way she drew the maybe box right in the middle. I'm seeing if her maybe is closer to the yes or to the no. That way I know which way she's leaning.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Ha ha! The box is closer to the yes!
But her check is way closer to the no. Look, she almost missed the whole box. I bet she needs glasses but thinks she's too cool to wear them.
Kimmy doesn't need glasses.
Well, I can see things she can't.
This was stupid, wasn't it?
Maybe.
I'm a math kid. You are the writer. I should ask you to help. How can I make it better?
Just make it fancier. I'll write one and show you. If I wrote a note, I wouldn't just ask a question. I'd start by saying how I felt.
How?
With a poem, like this. I like you. Do you like me too? Choose a box to tell me truth.
To tell me truth? No one talks like that.
It's a poem. It's not supposed to sound like talking. It's supposed to rhyme.
Oh, can we make the boxes rhyme too?
I like you, do you like me too? Choose a box to tell me true. Yes, I do. Or no thanks to.
Whoa! Draw the boxes side by side.
So she can't put a maybe in the middle. Got it. Boom! The perfect note.
You are amazing.
Like Spider-Man?
Like Wonder Woman.
Thank you. Well, I've got books to return before class.
Want me to walk with you?
No, I'll just take my invisible jet. Now, where did I put it? Darn thing is hard to find. See you at lunch.
I'll save our seats.
Perfect.
Wait, you forgot your note. You should give it to someone you like.
Maybe I already did.
Oh.
Afternoon, Ronald.
Susie, it's been forever. What are you doing here?
Visiting my brother. Volunteered to get my niece from drama club. Heard you'd be here, so I came a little early. So, middle school math teacher, huh?
And after school sponsor of the Monday Mathletes with their spectacular Oran Salmon record. They are mingling out there now with the more successful clubs.
Not a strong team?
They are like the X-Men if everyone's superpower was the inability to solve for X.
X-Men, still reading comics.
Have to escape somehow. We didn't all make it out of town like you did. Congrats on your poetry book, by the way. It was big news.
Unfortunately, not a big seller.
I bought a copy.
So you were the one.
You are an amazing writer. Don't act like it wasn't exciting to get published.
I'm sorry, it was exciting. Got a couple good reviews, some opportunities on the horizon. Just embarrassing to talk about.
You want embarrassing? You've taken on the world like Wonder Woman. I've been stuck 30 years in the same 10-mile radius.
So you've frozen time and space.
Yeah.
Any other math magic you can show me while I'm here?
If you'd arrived before I dismissed Mathletes, you'd have seen me plot points on a coordinate grid.
Darn, my timing.
Hey, you want to prep dinner tonight? Catch up a little? We can venture out of the radius for something fancy.
I'd love to, honestly, but I was only here for the weekend. I'm headed back to my brother's, then right to the airport to catch a flight. Timing again.
Airport, huh? Invisible jet in the shop?
I misplaced that thing once back in college. Been flying a commercial ever since.
Where are you headed?
Home initially. LA. A few bookstore appearances out west, then Paris, possibly.
Possibly? A writing thing?
A dating thing. Invited by a gentleman acquaintance. Haven't exactly accepted yet.
Not ready for the Siri of love?
Maybe I should counteroffer. You know if there's a city of like anywhere?
You are asking me about dating and geography? That's like asking math questions to my mathletes.
I'm too finicky and fickle. Finical? We'll never figure out this relationship thing, will we?
I don't even have recent relationships to analyze.
No ex to solve for?
No one serious. A few dates here and there. The local ladies are just not impressed with comic collecting math guys with travel paralysis.
But you can plot points on a coordinate grid.
Well, I do have that going for me.
You should ask Kimmy out again. I guess she's probably Kimberly by now. I heard she's back in town.
She's back. Still Kimmy, though. Her daughter is right over there.
She's a mathlete?
She's the dancer making fun of a mathlete. The one desperately seeking to look like Madonna.
Wow. Doesn't her outfit violate dress code?
Probably. If you factor in the hairspray, fire code too.
Kimmy approves of that outfit?
Kimmy has a matching one.
You are so lucky. I steered you away from her in 4th grade, and again in 7th and in 12th.
You were always good at helping me avoid bad decisions. I could have really used your guidance sophomore year of college.
You didn't date Kimmy, did you?
No, that's when I decided to become a math teacher.
I should have been there for you. I'm sorry. We really should have kept in touch too.
We survived an awkward 2 weeks romance in 4th grade. We can survive this.
You're right. It was only 13 days, though.
You are correcting the math teacher?
This isn't math, it's memory. And we've discussed this. We were a couple for 13 days.
9 if you subtract the weekends we didn't see each other.
8 if you count the day I missed when I cut my fingers on the ceramic Supergirl.
I seriously wanted to buy you a Wonder Woman.
And I seriously didn't break that Supergirl gift on purpose.
So you've claimed! I still think it was a ploy to avoid holding hands.
I did find that a little gross. That was my first Paris, possibly. It was exciting, I just wasn't ready for it. We did make it 8 days, though.
That's a long time for a fourth grader. Creating a ratio of days we spent together to days I'd been alive at the time, it still qualifies as one of my longest relationships.
Math confuses me. I have no idea if that's romantic or sad.
Probably a little of both. You know, I wrote you a letter after I read your book. It probably got lost. I wasn't sure how to reach you. I sent it in care of your publisher.
Why didn't you ask my brother for my address?
I'm still scared of him from that time he accused me of stealing those Batman comics you lent me without his permission.
Totally my bad. You shouldn't be scared of him, though.
He doesn't still hit me?
Oh, it does. I just think you could take him in a fight. Anyway, about the letter.
Your poem stirred up all these feelings I realized I should have confessed before college, before high school even, certainly before I let so much time...
It wasn't lost. Your letter. I found it.
I was afraid the publishers tossed it in stack of fan mail and autograph requests.
They did. The stack was just one letter high. It was a pretty thick envelope, though.
There's lots to say when you hold things back for 20 years.
I know. That's how I was able to write those poems.
So my letter didn't upset you?
Just a little. There were no boxes to check, so I had to compose a written response. Reactions to your confessions, ironic and pathetic confessions of my own, and some very similar superhero imagery. Mine rhymes, though.
Show off.
I was going to mail it, then I found I was coming to town. I saved it as an excuse to see you. Here. No reading until I leave, though, which it is unfortunately time to do.
Thanks. I have nothing to give you before you go.
Plot me something on a coordinate grid. It may not impress the locals, but we out-of-towners love it.
I know just the thing. These two lines are us when we were younger.
We looked so thin.
We were parallel lines from elementary through high school. Same direction, close together.
Never quite connecting.
Intersecting.
What?
Never quite intersecting.
Thanks, Teach.
It's for your own protection. If someone hears you using the wrong terms, you'll be mistaken for a mathlete and Kimmy's kid will bully you.
So, what happens to these lines? They just go on infinitely, never getting closer?
Oh no, I'm still a line, but you became a curve right after graduation, moving in new directions. College, California, Paris, possibly.
So today changed nothing?
Today changed everything. Today was a tangent.
A tangent?
A line touches a curve for the first time briefly.
Never quite intersecting?
Not yet, but the odds are better than they will.
So we both keep moving then?
You keep moving. I'll write letters from within my 10-mile radius. If I feel daring, I'll venture out and mail them from the fancy post office.
I expect a real stack this time. Don't leave me waiting 20 years.
Like you're doing to your niece? Go, your brother doesn't need another reason to hate me.
Fine. Still think you can take him, though. This was a lovely tangent.
The loveliest.
Is there a term for when a line and a curve meet more than once?
There is. It's called a secant.
Well, here's to secant chances. Yeah. evening, Ron.
Susie, you made it.
Promised I would. Sorry I'm late. Did you get my text?
I did not.
You forget your cell again? We've talked about this.
Half my life my phone was attached to my house. Left the darn thing there by habit.
Well, some habits are hard to break.
It's nice to be reunited in person again.
What else would one do at a reunion?
Take photos, look at yearbooks, make out behind the ice sculpture.
Sounds fun. Can you buy a girl a drink first?
I have a table with snacks.
Works for me.
It's hard seeing everyone back in the old cafeteria.
Nuts.
Totally.
No, I mean nuts. Pass them. I was told there would be snacks. Wait, is it this?
It is.
Wow. 50 years later, and we're finally sitting at the cool kids' table. What have you done with the cool kids?
I haven't done anything with the cool kids. Ever. Not even once.
Why do I remember you in a prank with some football players and cheerleaders?
They locked me in a trophy case and took Polaroids.
Right. I knew you were involved somehow. Where are the Sinister Six tonight anyway?
Living too far away? Laughing at their invitations?
Assembling in the parking lot to plan revenge on the guy who stole their table?
I hope not. I barely fit in the trophy case before I grew this badly.
What about Kimmy? She didn't fight you for these seats?
I'm afraid she's no longer with us.
Kimmy passed away?
No, she just thought this was lame and went outside to smoke.
So it's just like a regular day of high school for her. I guess she hasn't changed much since graduation.
Kimmy wouldn't change if she were bitten by a radioactive spider.
We changed, though, haven't we?
I don't know. Picture this place 50 years ago. What would we be doing?
Sitting together, sharing a snack, comparing classmates to comic book characters.
But we'd be way back by the exit behind the burnouts and the glee club.
So we haven't evolved. We've migrated.
Well, we are right where we are supposed to be.
It is a great table.
A little unsteady at times.
But amazingly comfortable.
And the view is spectacular.
We took our time getting here, didn't we?
The timing is perfect. We just took different routes.
If we'd only had Google Maps at graduation.
I have still plotted my route with pen and paper. I traveled less than you did, though.
I don't know why I was a nomad for so long. It was madness, really.
No madness.
Not really sure where it originated.
Paris, possibly.
I suppose. I didn't expect to fall in love, not with the city. It was so amazing, though. Not just Paris, all of Europe, the history, the artistry. I have a hard time believing I made it everywhere I did.
You kept a pretty good record. I've got postcards and poetry books to prove it.
You really should go sometime.
The one thing I want to see most is here, though.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa over at Luigi's?
It's breathtaking.
I hope you take me to see it again. I'm here now. Like I've promised. I'm done traveling.
Well, you've seen everything. Where else could you go?
It's not that, it's you. Reaching out, reconnecting. It cured my insanity.
No madness.
Not a trace. These helped too. Do you know what these envelopes are?
Prescriptions for meds?
Letters you wrote when I traveled. You were so supportive and prolific.
I couldn't wait for you to come back. I'm sorry I stopped writing.
I couldn't wait for me to come back.
The lone male in the math department can only stay single for so long before attracting a female co-worker. It's a number thing.
I'm sorry I never met Cynthia.
Me too. You'd have liked her.
She must have been special to get you out of your 10-mile radius. Niagara Falls, was it?
Honeymoon capital of the world. We even spent a day on the Canadian side.
Ooh, fancy. So, things were good?
A little touristy.
I mean the marriage. It was a good one.
A great one. Even better when we had Catherine.
My brother kept me updated. I should have kept sending postcards. I just didn't know how Cynthia would react to mysterious messages from abroad.
From a lady. Although lady might be too posh. Some of those postcards from Ireland were...
I was literally in Limerick. What else was I supposed to write?
Cynthia asked about you, you know?
She did.
She discovered your poetry among my comics. It raised her curiosity.
What did you tell her?
That we were close friends. That we hadn't spoken in years. That despite written confessions, we'd long ago harbored asynchronous crushes, we'd never actually dated.
So you told her nothing about those magical days in fourth grade?
Was it 13 days? Was it 8? Just seemed too complicated. She liked your poems, though. She read them to Catherine sometimes. To herself, too. After she got sick. Helped her escape, I think. So, you were here with us, in a way.
20 years of marriage. That's a long time.
It felt short.
I'm so sorry. I wrote when I heard, but it felt odd to send it right away. Then I was going to come to town, but... I mean... When's the right time to reach out after that?
According to Catherine, the 10 years I waited was a little excessive. She actually the one who encouraged me to contact you. And I had to wait until it felt right, though.
What did you do to keep busy?
Walked Catherine down the aisle, read comics with the grandkids, worked to be a better teacher. Right before retirement, I led my athletes to our elusive first ever team victory.
A perfect ending.
The beginning of one. The winning answer turned out to be second. Something was telling me it was time to connect again.
Destiny?
Maybe. Mostly Catherine, though. She put your number on my speed dial and made your website the homepage on my computer. A full year of phone calls, FaceTime, emails and texts, and here we are.
Here we are. It was only 11 months, though. For a math teacher, your estimation skills are questionably splash-dash. Anyway, I've been thinking about our path since we last met. Hand me that pen and napkin.
You're going to plot in this time?
I'm a writer. We plot things too. This curve is you. Heading east to Niagara Falls and then coming back.
It looks like a smile.
You were happy. This is me. Starting in the same spot but looping the other way. Out west. Happy to. Only... I kept going. Even when it felt like I was on the other side of the world, I was just making my way back to where I needed to be. And that's us. A circle.
More rotund than we were on the last graph.
Just more complete. We have moved around in different directions for years, but we are both finally back. Exactly where we started.
Technically, we started at the elementary school. It's like 2 blocks south.
This isn't math. It is a concrete poem. And I'm home this time. Really. For good.
It's better than good. I brought something to commemorate the occasion. A welcome home present.
You shouldn't have.
Actually, Catherine insisted I should.
I really like that daughter of yours. A ceramic Wonder Woman.
It's the actual one I tried to get you back in fourth grade.
How long did it take you to find this?
About 20 minutes on eBay, but the combined efforts spanned well over a half century.
I love it. I have a little something from fourth grade too. You wrote a lot of letters over the years, but this was the first. Well, technically I wrote it. You just chose a box.
Wait. This is the actual note from the fourth grade?
No, Ron. I bought vintage paper, had an hypnotist help recall the content, and hired an art forger to replicate your checkmark.
It was money well spent, cause this looks legit. I like you. Do you like me too? Choose a box to tell me true. Yes, I do. No thanks, you. Solid rhyme and meter.
It's among my best work.
And the first poem you ever got a check for. I can't believe you kept it all these years.
It was a big moment. You were the first boy to ever declare his like for me. I'm hoping you'll be the last. Here's your pen. Choose wisely and you win a dance.
The yes box is already filled in. The old check isn't good anymore.
Sorry, checks are void after 60 years. You'll have to mark it another way.
Lots of pressure on a math guy. So many shapes to choose from.
I'm sure you'll find the right one.
Maybe I already did. It's a circle and it's...
perfect.
Again for listening to Shapes and Stanzas by Ken Proust with Alice Cortian and Ania Amoroso. If you enjoyed this Bluebird Broadcast audio production, don't forget to rate the show 5 stars. This has been Milena Karpuchina with Bluebird Theatre Company, and we'll see you next time with another release of Bluebird Broadcast.